Blackstone Audio presents Beauty and the Clockwork Beast by Nancy Campbell Allen. This book is read by Saskia Malleveld, member of SAG-AFTRA. To Kirk Shaw for planting the idea, and to Pam Howell for finding it a home. "You are very obliging," answered Beauty. "I own I am pleased with your kindness, and when I consider that, your deformity scarce appears."
"Yes, yes," said the beast. "My heart is good, but still I am a monster."
"Among mankind," said Beauty, "there are many that deserve that name more than you. And I prefer you, just as you are, to those who, under a human form, hide a treacherous, corrupt, and ungrateful heart." Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont, 1750. Chapter 1. It had never been proven that Lord Blackwell had killed his wife, but then the man in question hadn't actually denied it either. The death of his sister the very next day hadn't helped matters at all, and rumours circulated and swirled, as rumours were wont to do. According to London gossip, the police had questioned him as a formality and then left him alone. Lucy Pickett pondered the rumours as the airship gained altitude. She stood at the railing and looked out at the dark London sky, wondering if it was wise to be going straight into the beast's lair. Cousin Kate insisted Blackwell Manor was haunted, and anything was possible. But Kate had always had a flair for the theatrical, and dramatic girl that she was, she'd gone and married into the Blackwell family. The night was awash in an ethereal glow.